Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We are here to help unleash your God-given purpose. It was in January of 2001 where the Lord led her to lay down her career in order to embrace being a full-time wife and mother. She's been involved in ladies' ministry, inner city ministry, the Awana Kids ministry, hospitality, prayer, and various leadership roles. I'm speaking of Sarah Greenlee. She began teaching Bible studies and encouraging ladies to grow in their faith and relationship with Jesus. You see, this moment, this pivotal moment of her life, allowed her to do certain things that she wasn't able to do before. But there was an internal change that took place that God used to bring this about. You see, she was further equipped for Christian service as a Wellspring School of Ministry graduate. She is the 2011 Air Force level recipient of the prestigious Joan Orr Air Force Spouse of the Year Award. After competing at the Pacific Air Force and installation level in Alaska, Sarah continues to teach Bible studies, homeschool her children, and share the love, hope, and peace found only in Jesus. She's been an active member of squadrons, schools, churches, and communities in Texas, Mississippi, Washington, Illinois, Alaska, Hawaii, and Jerusalem, Israel. She's the proud mother of Andrew, Rachel, and Zoe. I'll share a little more about her dear husband and his role in the Air Force and as a father. But we pause for a moment to remind you the reason we have the Good Life Radio Show is to lead you to Jesus Christ. It's actually quite simple, but therein lies hope. Hope in Christ, in Him who loves you so much, He died on the cross for your sins. He shed His precious blood on that cross to wash your sins away, mine and Sarah's and yours. He was buried, and 3 days later, He rose again from the grave. And we are here to share about the living Christ who continues to this very day, this very moment, as you listen, to change people's lives. People who have their figurative backs against the wall of life, facing challenges that seem out of control, in points when you feel helpless. You're not really helpless in the Lord. He is here, reaching out to you, calling you to Himself. Would you heed His call? Would you turn? Would you respond to Him? Sarah is married to Lieutenant Colonel Paul Greenlee, Pacific Air Force Inspector General Office, Joint Base Pearl Harbor, Hickam, Hawaii. And he's currently deployed for 1 year with the U.S. Department of State at the U.S. Consulate General in Jerusalem, Israel. Sarah, who was born in Virginia to a military family, is here with us to share heart to heart about life, ministry, and the transitions that God often brings in life, that they are very purposeful, meaningful, and giving us some practical applications as well. Sarah, welcome to our show.
Thank you.
Well, take us back. Take us back to where you grew up. Where was that? And what was it like?
Okay. Well, I grew up in the U.S. and in England in various places as a daughter of a Air Force soldier. And it was an incredible experience being able to travel and get to know different diverse people and cultures beginning from a very young age.
What what lessons did you learn? You know, sometimes we can draw back to those years of childhood, certain things that we instinctively, you might not have even been someone teaching us, we instinctively picked some stuff up. One or two things that you picked up early on.
Okay. One of the things I remember learning very early on was that change is always going to be a part of life. And sometimes I was more willing for that change than other times. So that's one. And the other, I would say, is the importance of being flexible and willing to make a change or flow with the changes that are needed at a particular time or season of your life.
You're married to Lieutenant Colonel Paul Greenlee. You were the daughter of Senior Master Sergeant and Mrs. Charles Jameson. Mm-hmm. So, in a way, you were, well, not in a way, you were raised in the military, and you're still in. Changes become just part of life. What happens when you were younger, when you had to make a change, but you didn't want to change?
Well, I think, like most people, you cry because there's an emotional side to what you're experiencing, and you resist because you don't want that change to take place. But then, in time, you warm up to it because you know that it's going to happen. And I believe that having Christ in your life is what truly helps you to make the smooth transitions.
I want to get to that. You mentioned Christ. Before I ask this, who would you say, Sarah, influenced you most in your growing up years?
Probably I would say that it would be my father, because he was always a very loving and generous person. He always had a heart, especially for people that were overlooked.
The underdog.
Yes, he was the kind of guy that if he was driving down the road and it was a cold day and he saw someone without a coat, he would stop and give it to him.
That's very rare for someone to do that. But he would do it.
He would do it.
How did you become a Christian?
When I was 10 years old, my neighbor invited me to attend church with her family. And my parents said it was fine to go because it was a good environment for me to be in. And so they were okay with it. And I went to church and I absolutely loved it. I noticed right away that there was something different about everyone there. There was a peace that I saw, as well as a joy in the hearts of the people there that was not familiar to me. It was something that I had not really experienced at that kind of level before.
What was the religious background of your family?
My family were non-believers. My father, I found out later, had actually prayed to receive Jesus when he was 18 years old. This was right before he joined the military. And he was one not to attend church or really live out his life as someone who was truly following Christ and sharing scriptures from that standpoint and attending church and being in fellowship with other believers. But I believe that he was living his life for the Lord in the way that he had a love for people.
Mm-hmm. And how about mom?
My mom and I were close growing up. I was close to all of my family members growing up. I have one older brother. From the standpoint of faith, it was absent. She wasn't a pursuer of God at that time. And, you know, she was one that was exposed to church as a very young girl growing up in England. She is English, but was not someone that pursued God when it came time for her to make that decision. She decided, I'm not going to go to church. And she went her own way. So I didn't really come up in a Christian family like many people do, but I know there are many people that can relate to me because it was always in my heart as a little girl for my family to know the Lord, to walk closely with Him.
So Sarah Greenlee, she's speaking about a time when she was Sarah Jameson, mm-hmm. 10 years old.
Yeah.
And a neighbor invites her to church.
Yeah.
And she goes and she sees something, well, a number of characteristics there that really stand out. She's going to explain what some of those characteristics were. That, you know, impressionable. 10 years old, there are things that you see, you experience, they leave an indelible impression on you. It left an indelible impression on her to this very day. Something happened when she went to church. Perhaps you could kind of guess what happened, but there were profound things that came as a result, which she will share when we come back. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of news stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Polymomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042, 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
She graduated from high school in San Antonio, Texas. She attended college, earning her bachelor's degree in psychology and biology, and a master's degree in social work there at the University of Texas, Arlington. She worked in various settings, assisting people and communities before serving 4 years as a U.S. Air Force officer, where she met and married Paul, her husband, Lieutenant Colonel Paul Greenlee. I'm speaking of Sarah Greenlee. You know, before our break, she was talking about what happened when she was 10 years old. A neighbor invited her to church. She saw things that not only intrigued her, it drew her in, certain quality characteristics. She's going to share more with us. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. If you're tuning in right now, I would encourage you to get this program in its entirety. And you can do that at thegoodlifehawaii.com. That and other resources. Sarah, what was it about church? 10 years old, you go, it left an impression on you. What was it?
It was the Lord. He was calling me to himself. And in this period of time, I was responding. And even when the transportation ended for me because my neighbors moved, which often happens in the military, people are always coming and going, still the church reached out to inquire about my absence and offered to send a bus to pick me up. And I thank God for their reach to me and for the bus ministry. And even to this day, when I see the buses out and about, wherever I am, it always brings a tear to my eye because I look at the children on the buses and I know that Jesus is putting a hope in their hearts as he raises them up and draws them to himself as only he can.
You are well educated. We spoke even off the air about a different kind of education, yeah. Education in the Word of God, yeah. Education that brings us to really knowing God. You've traveled to so many places. Why do you say that about this education about the Word?
The most important thing that we can do every day is to know him more. And how do we get to know him? It's like getting to know your friend, your neighbor. You spend time together. And part of how you spend time together is by interacting through the Word, as well as interacting through prayer, mm-hmm. through praise, and other means. And so it's wonderful to live that devoted life of knowing him personally.
I asked a question, but I jumped a whole bunch of years, from 10 years on to today. Mm-hmm. What was life like as a young believer, and how did you grow during that period of time?
Well, I would say that it was a very slow process for me. But I think that many people can really relate to that. In the beginning, there's so much excitement over all that the Lord is showing you. And as you continue to get to know him more, then circumstances of life can come along and try to tear away at what he says and at the relationship that he is establishing with you. And so sometimes people get discouraged because of the circumstances and stresses and situations, the challenges of life. And that was certainly true for me as a young girl pursuing him and just learning what was life really all about.
What were, you talk about some of those stresses or challenges. Mm-hmm. What were some of those that you faced?
I think the biggest and most obvious for me and many military families is moving. There are certainly millions of others in between, some smaller and some larger scale. But I would say for me personally, the largest challenge that I faced was surrounding the circumstances of my delivery, my childbirth, with my oldest, my son, Andrew. Due to the nature of things that happened, the doctors came to me and said that I would most likely die, that there wasn't much that they could do, and so much of it didn't make sense. They couldn't explain it medically, but I was in dire circumstances. And so when they left the room, in the quiet stillness, I cried out to God, and I said, Lord, if what they say is true, then I have lived a full life. I am not afraid to meet you right now. Come and get me if what they say is true. And he just began to minister to me, to speak to me right in that hospital room. And he said, Sarah, this is the Lord your God speaking to you. I am not finished with you yet. As a matter of fact, I have so much more for you than you could ever imagine. Now hold on to what I'm saying to you. And then there was a peace that began to wash over me. It really started at the top of my head and kind of went through my entire body. And it was not anything I had ever experienced before. I realized in that moment that I only had an intellectual understanding of what peace was until that point. But in that moment, I truly knew him as the Prince of Peace. So then when the doctors came in and the nurses with different reports, I wasn't bothered. I wasn't stressed by the things that they said. I knew and understood everything that they were sharing medically with me, but God had spoken already into that circumstance also. And I chose to believe and receive his report as greater. And I'm here today to tell you, he is Lord, and what he says is true.
What happened after that? So you responded to the Lord. Yeah. He gave you a peace that passes all understanding.
Yes.
The Prince of Peace. Take us back to the scenario, the circumstance that existed yeah. there. Here are medical professionals yeah. telling you what's going to happen. You're in dire straits, but now God spoke. What happened next?
I trusted him, and everything was okay. It was even later that day that I gave birth to Andrew, and it was a beautiful delivery, and everything went very well.
No complications.
So I thank him for that. Andrew was born with a heart complication. And so he needed to get some treatment for that, and he came early. So he was in the hospital for 6 weeks. But every second of that time, his lordship was so evident. And I realize one of the gifts that came to me through this struggle and difficult circumstances was how important and precious our life really is. So much more valuable than sometimes we realize, or sometimes even the world would speak to us.
Let's Let's camp there for a little while on the value of life. What did you realize? Let's go deeper with that. How valuable? What do you mean, the value of life?
Well, moment by moment, things were touch and go. And so he gave us a grace and ability moment by moment to walk with him, to trust him, and to see that he, the giver of life, so helps us to see the preciousness of each moment that's before us with him and with others.
You have a way of allowing us, as you share, to ratchet back. You know, we live lives that are quite fast-paced, wouldn't you say so?
Yes.
So we're dashing through life, and it's moment after moment, but we don't extract the nectar, as it were, from each moment that God gives to us. So we don't taste the sweetness. We don't savor the moment. But I can sense that you're one who does that. And it's a great reminder. It's a great reminder. But it comes when you realize you're in a touch-and-go situation. My life, and in case like your life, may not go on past today.
Yeah.
My son may have certain difficulties in life. And, hey, it all comes down to this moment. Well, thank you for the reminder. When we come back, let's go deeper, further, as you share. Stay with us. More from Sarah Greenlee.
Road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup. I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Amashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waiahua. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Waiahua, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created.
Danny Amashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club.
Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of news stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
She's the proud mother of Andrew, Rachel, and Zoe. In 2011, she received the prestigious Joan Orr Air Force Spouse of the Year Award. And, you know, awards don't come easily for people. There are certain things that qualify you for that. There are lessons embedded in this process, in this program, that will be practical, applicable for you and for me. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, and I'm speaking of none other than Sarah Greenlee. She's here in studio with us to find out more about this show and the resources that are available, and to even stand with us if you've been blessed and you'd like to stand with us prayerfully and financially. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. You can find out more there. Sarah, so you received this award, the Joan Orr Air Force Spouse of the Year Award. A process of selection that you came out on top. What lessons have you learned in preparing for goals or awards such as these?
I think the very most important thing is to seek the Lord continually. Matthew 6:33 tells us that when He is our priority, then our life is blessed, and He adds His blessing to us in ways that we can never imagine. And I would definitely say that was the case with this award. It was not something that I ever sought out. I seek Him, not recognition. And each day in living my life prayerfully and obediently to Him, taking simple steps, He multiplied those into larger blessings that only He could.
I think those simple steps, you know, those, wouldn't you say those simple steps are doable?
Absolutely.
We just got to do them.
Yes, each one of us has a choice ongoing to be obedient, to walk in His ways, to know the truth and allow Him to set us free.
In doing so, the Lord has put you in a position where you can minister to people in the military family, specifically wives of service men. What are some challenges or needs that you've seen or even experienced yourself?
Okay. The long separations can be difficult depending on the nature of the husband's job and the requirements they go sometimes for short periods of time and other for longer. My husband is deployed right now for a year. We have also the moves that happen, and that comes on every few years basis, usually. And then we have the day-to-day things of life, of just being a mommy and a wife and the day-to-day flow of organizing your life and living it for him.
How are you able to keep that all together?
Through him. He's my source. Jesus Christ is my source and my strength.
How have you been able to minister to others in that same situation?
Individually, through small group Bible study, through gatherings and get-togethers with neighbors and squadron functions, those kinds of settings.
Do you find that other wives are receptive to
Yes.
what you're sharing?
Very receptive, because oftentimes military families overall are isolated. And even though they are in a community, they feel somewhat dislocated from that place and those people. And I think that that's an ongoing thing with every military family, because they know that they're there only temporarily. And it can be difficult to allow those roots to really go down as deep as they would if you were firmly planted in a community for a long period of time. Maybe if we lived here in Honolulu our whole life, then it would be a very different story.
Do you ever feel guarded? Not wanting to let someone in too close, because you, for in a way, self-preservation purposes, you know.
Absolutely. I think everyone can relate to that, but I think it's especially a struggle for military families.
So how do you balance things out? You know, you can't allow yourself to get too close, mm-hmm. but you want to get yeah. closer. How do you work that out in your mind, in your emotions?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that you cooperate with the Lord and what He is doing in your life at every season and every place. And that's key. Because to God, one person is everything. He showed us that in the scripture, that He left the 99 for the one. And to everyone listening today, I want you to know that you're the one to Jesus.
That's great. You are the one. You are the one. Well, someone who has just heard that just leaned in a little further to the radio, to their iPod or iPad or wherever, their computer, wherever they're listening to it. And it might be here in Hawaii. It might be another state across the U.S. It might be in another country through the internet. They're listening. Speak to them. They leaned in because something there was a movement in their heart that yearned for that. But speak to them a word of encouragement and hope.
Yeah, I will. What I would like to tell you is how much Jesus loves you, and that it doesn't matter what your background is, the things that have happened to you, the things that you did that you regret. But He is speaking to you His love and saying, come to me, because I am standing here with open arms to receive you. a dear friend of mine here in Hawaii shared with me a word, and this is it. A ala a. Awakening harvest. It's your time. If you are sensing a stirring in your heart right now, I encourage you right where you're at to open your heart completely to the Lord, to give Him your life and surrender completely all your circumstances, all your cares to Him, because He cares for you, friend.
In a moment, I'm going to ask Sarah to lead in a prayer. We're going to, in a few moments, we're going to take a short break. But I want you to stay with us, to hang on. Here's a woman who has traveled across the country. She knows what it's like to go through many changes. She also knows what it's like to experience a hairy moment in a hospital operating room in a place of giving birth and being told that she might not make it. When you talk about dire circumstances, she experienced that. But in the midst of it, she experienced the peace of Christ. One thing about Sarah Greenlee is that there is a clarity in her eyes and a clarity of focus in her soul when it comes to Jesus. He has sustained her. He has guided her. He has blessed her family. And He sends her here today to share a word of hope. And it just stood out to me like a neon sign. When she says, one person, God looks at you. He loves you. When we come back, you, my friend, will be led in prayer by Sarah Greenlee. Stay with us.
Aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me. I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of news stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how much the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.org. Others have connected with us on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. A big mahalo to Waiawa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Valarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, L&S Marine Services Consultants, and RG Maintenance LLC. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.org. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 KGU, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
So the Lord, in His grace and mercy, He always sends the right people at the right time. I don't know how it all happens, but there's a message that is brought forth through our guests. And in this case today, you know, a message is one thing when it comes to words and phrases or stringing sentences together to have a form of meaning. But it means most when it comes to someone who is embodying their message. And our guest today, Sarah Greenlee, she knows what it's like to be an Air Force officer. She knows what it's like to be the wife of an Air Force officer. Her father was a senior master sergeant. And she traveled all over the world as a child, as a daughter of someone in the military. So all the changes that goes, she's not just speaking theoretically about it. She's lived it on all sides. To be a veteran, she knows what that's like. To have a spouse deployed, she knows what that's like. Well, there's a clarity in her eyes and a clarity in her speech about the person of Jesus Christ. And before our break, she was sharing and asking, calling you to open your heart to Christ. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Sarah Greenlee is here. And she wants to lead in a prayer for someone today who needs to, wants to open their heart to Christ.
I encourage you, friend, to respond because He is speaking to you. He is tugging on your heart. And today, as He does that, respond to Him. You do have the choice. He's a perfect gentleman. He won't push. But you know in your heart when you're ready to yield to Him. So I would like to lead you in a prayer. Heavenly Father, I thank You for the dear one who is hearing from You this very moment. Lord, I ask that they would respond to what's happening as they sense Your presence in a fresh, great way today. Lord, I ask that You would come into their life, come into their heart, come into their circumstances. Make everything new as You show them You are Lord.
And as you respond to that prayer, I want you to stay. Let me know. Stay in touch. If you're opening your heart to Christ, it's a beginning of a new walk with Him. And it's relationship. As Sarah mentioned, you got to, there's, it takes time. But again, it's building a relationship with the Lord. And you're not doing it alone. The Lord is going to enable you to grow closer. But it also, it's not like all things just, you become new on the inside, from the inside out. But life is life. And how you navigate through life, how you work through the challenges that go on. There's a whole new dimension because of who you are in the Lord. But we call this discipleship, this process of growing in relationship with Christ, walking with Him, following Him. And if you don't have a church fellowship that you know of or are a part of or that you can connect with, I want you to connect with me. I know many pastors, churches, church leaders, and denominations, and I would want to connect you with someone. So you can contact me at danny@thegoodlifehawaii.com, and then I can follow up with you that way, okay? danny@thegoodlifehawaii.com. This is very important. Because you know what you did. You know the prayer that you prayed with Sarah. But let's take that next step together and get you grounded. She mentioned small groups. You may be hearing more and more, but I have a lot of my guests, they talk about the vitality and vibrancy and importance of small groups. I'm in a small group. I lead a small group, a couple of groups. But in so doing, there's growth that takes place in all of us. And there's a certain, let's go further. There's a certain transparency that happens in small groups. But it's not to just leave you high and dry, hanging out there, embarrassed. No, no. There's a trust. There's a brothership that happens. There's deeper friendships that take place when you're a part of a small group. And then there's a built-in accountability. We can all. Sarah, she's nodding her head. There are pitfalls. There are traps that the devil tries to set him and his demons try to set to. Set us off or take us off track, and we need one another. We're never meant to live the Christian life alone. It's important to be a part of a group. So stay in touch with me, connect with me, and I can help you connect with others at The Good Life Hawaii, danny@thegoodlifehawaii.com. Sarah, as we begin to wrap up, let's step back and talk about your travels. You went somewhere recently. Tell us about where you went and what it was like when you got there.
Yes, I had the extreme privilege of being able to travel to Israel, to Jerusalem, and all over Israel. And it was just so much more than what you could ever hope for or dream of. I think that there's something within each of us that longs to go as a Christian, to walk where Jesus walked and to see the sights. And it was very special to be able to have this opportunity.
I remember walking up the stairs, and at the time when I went, it was years ago. It was being unearthed. These are stairs that they said, well, those are the very stairs that Jesus would have walked on. And, you know, when you look at that, and you walk, you know, I'm touching it with my hands, you know, so, wow, Jesus walked here. I'm walking in his footsteps, or the Via Dolorosa, the way of suffering. And to think, well, what stood out for you most, Sarah, when you were there?
I really enjoyed every part. What was so deep for my heart was being at the Western Wall and standing side by side with my sisters in the Lord, the Jewish people, as well as the international community of people that were present. Standing at the Western Wall and having the privilege to pray is something that I will always carry dearly in my heart.
Why?
Being there, he speaks so clearly and beautifully. As I walked and got closer, he was speaking to me about his love for me and about his love for people. And he encouraged me to lean in all the way. And I did. And he just affirmed to my heart the fact that it's all about love, loving him and loving others. And I walked away feeling so full of his love for me and his love to give away to the people around me.
How have you responded to, you know, with regard to loving others? when they hurt you.
Yeah. With disappointment, as any real person would. Sometimes with tears. Mm-hmm. Still, through all of these things, we realize God has purpose. Mm. And so in the middle of a difficulty, a crisis, or circumstances that are disappointing, whether it's with a person in particular, God has a way of doing what only He can in your midst.
You say God has a purpose.
Yeah.
God is moving. God is at work.
Yes.
Even when we're hurt.
Amen.
Even when we are embittered. How do you, we got a minute left. How do you keep from getting bitter if somebody hurts you?
Forgive. And you've got to forgive quickly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And sometimes.
Release them.
Sometimes, sometimes you in that same moment need to repent because maybe it's something that you did too.
Uh-huh.
And so you repent and say, I'm sorry to the Lord and to that person. And in forgiving and in repenting, then there's freedom.
That's beautiful. I'm just drawn in by the simplicity, the clarity, and the joy of your countenance that comes from the Lord, the peace of the Lord. Sarah Greenlee, you've been a blessing today, and I want to thank you for taking time out of your schedule, busy, demanding schedule, to come and share heart to heart with us. You've been a blessing indeed. Dear one, I hope that as you've listened to Sarah today, that you were you're moved. It's been a special moment to be with her. And you know what? God's timing is perfect. So He sent her here today. And you know what? There's no better time than right now to share the love of Christ, even as Sarah has taken the moment to do it herself. Share it with someone near you. And if you haven't done so, this is a perfect moment to open your heart to Jesus Christ. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, click Get to Know Jesus. We have another presentation for you there as well. Colossians 3:14 says, "And over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity." It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to our guest, Sarah Greenlee. Until next time, along with my technical producer, Chaz Ontai, our guest coordinator, Jamie Lee Kwai, and web designer, Arlen Nagata. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org, and may God richly bless you with The Good Life.